This is episode 2023 of the Who Cares News for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, Flip or Flop, I'm actually kind of surprised. It's back in production last week after
Tarek,
you know, remember he allegedly flipped his gourd.
Flipped his gourd.
On Christina.
Did he flip or flop it?
Ooh, funny.
See,
I like what you did there.
Yeah.
All right, so they started.
It was a stretch.
I opened the door and you just strolled through it with a zinger.
You leave the door open.
Leave the door open. They started filming together again on Thursday, and Christina shared photos from the set the same day, revealing her morning glam with a selfie, as well as some cabinet and tile samples.
Well, nothing says glam like tile.
I know.
Like tile and cabinet samples. Oh, my God.
Now, Tarek's fiance, Heather Rae Young, she also shared a selfie with her future hubby on Instagram, revealing she would be joining him on set for the day.
Probably for protection.
I was going to say she's either going to be there as a chaperone or protection. I'm not too sure which.
I think it's arm candy. Remember, because he said, you know, that I'm now with a hotter, richer woman than you. I don't think the show lasts past the season. Unless somebody from HGTV comes in and does a mediation between the two.
I think we're teetering now. Are
going to have to get along. Uh-huh. You know, this is millions and millions of dollars. We're going to sue you for breach of contract. So you must pretend that you like each other.
All right. So you might recall, as mentioned, just to refresh, a little refresher here.
Okay.
Yeah, when he was flipping his gourd. Or flopping his gourd.
Flipping or flopping his gourd.
Tarek allegedly, there's no legend.
I think he kind of came clean and said, he's sorry. I think he said something like that.
Well, but he did it, you know.
But yeah, well, that would be an admission, wouldn't it?
He launched into a verbal assault on Christina.
Apparently.
Going so far as to call her a washed up loser. So he's since owned his behavior, stating that he is remorseful for his actions.
Yeah.
But he did clarify they are not friends.
They are not friends.
No.
But that doesn't give him a right to be rude.
No.
You know, because that's, especially calling anybody a loser is like, I don't know, we had a station owner call us an idiot one time. He called us idiots. And that was when we left the station. It's like, if you're going to call us idiots, you know, we're going to leave the station.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so we left the station.
We left the station.
Yeah. We've got other stations that love us. We don't need to sit around and be abused like that.
No. So, and he did it in front of other people.
That's the other thing. And, you know, it's like, does it make you wonder why they didn't last? That's one of my whole point.
So now, a couple days later, Christina, she shared a message about love on social media.
Oh, love.
Basically saying that no one should be shamed for things not working out.
And she knows about things not working out. Boy, I tell you what.
Yeah, we're assumed that she's talking about her marriages.
I'm sure.
And that she's lucky to have her new guy, Joshua Hall.
For now. You know, I do follow her on Instagram, and it's interesting to watch her stories because she really doesn't have an issue with being made up or not made up.
Yeah.
She's a very plain-looking woman without makeup on. I mean, she's naturally pretty. No, but I mean, after you've seen her with all that eye makeup.
Oh, well, yeah.
And then you see her with a clean face. It's like, ooh, honey.
Everyone's playing without all their... I mean...
I know, but there are natural
they're
beauties.
They're so made up.
Like Halle Berry. She's a natural beauty.
Okay, now you've got that out of the way.
I sure did.
Well, A-Rod has also been partying in Saint-Tropez. And Ibiza. Is that how you say it?
Ibiza, yeah.
Ibiza.
You say... Bon du soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan. I don't think I get sued for that because I don't think they exist anymore.
I've always had nothing would get me tan.
No, you probably burn with your fair skin.
I do burn.
Yeah.
And I get a light tan, and that's as far as it would ever go.
Yeah.
I had to work hard. I had to use a lot of baby oil for
it. Baby oil cannot be good.
It wasn't.
Cannot be good.
We didn't know that at the time.
I know.
Anyway, you know, because last week was A-Rod's birthday week.
You know, and the weekend before that was J-Lo's birthday week. So it was weird that they're both, what would they be, what is it now? Is it Libras?
Older. Oh, or, yeah, I guess so.
It's, no, Leos. Leos. They would both be Leos.
Oh, right? They're both Leos,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So then I got to wonder.
Yeah.
Why did he, too, go to Saint-Tropez?
I don't know. We're going to say that's the place you can go without having to wear a mask, maybe.
There's the
maybe
world.
That's the one place that isn't locked
why
down.
Why go to the same place?
Maybe he's keeping tabs.
Maybe for sympathy.
I think he's keeping tabs.
Maybe for sympathy.
Yeah.
So he's been hanging out with former NFL player Eric Decker.
Uh-huh.
And his country music star wife, Jesse James Decker.
Okay.
And CBS sports reporter Melanie Collins.
Uh-huh.
Though they're just good friends.
So Melanie and him, okay, because they're the only two singles in that because yeah. Jesse and Eric are married. Okay.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they're going to a special club.
The Pineapple Club.
The Pineapple Club.
So Jesse, anyway, Melanie Collins is,
you got to listen back a couple of shows. You get that all.
Yeah, he's messed up pineapples for
you didn't
me
get
forever.
That reference, but anyway.
So anyway, Melanie Collins, supposedly, she's 11 years younger than A-Rod. So they're just friends. Not that that matters.
No, you know what? Hey, look.
They've been friends for a long time.
Alex, you know what? If you got a hot TV reporter who's blonde and 11 years younger than you, and she's willing to spend a week with you out on a yacht, dude, take advantage. I mean, what's the, I mean, seriously.
God, you're such a lecher
no,
today.
No, it's not a lecher thing. It's like it's like a human nature thing.
Lecher.
You're in the sun. You're everybody's being... skin is glistening. A-Rod's looking pretty damn good, you know, in his Speedos. I doubt he wears Speedos.
He has a funny smile.
Well,
I don't know.
Means nothing.
Anyway, the entourage.
Apparently, J-Lo liked it. Sorry, I was just interjecting there.
No, I could say many things about that, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to take the lecher route.
All right, fine. Yes.
Leave it to your imagination.
Yeah, that's me.
The entourage have been publicly spotted cruising the waters.
Cruising.
Bikini clad, having a good time.
See, they're bikini
clad. Sources say that A-Rod and Melanie are just friends and that he's single now. Single and ready to mingle.
He's single
he's
and
having
ready.
A good time.
And good for him.
And he says he is so grateful for a magical vacation with his friends. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Look, but he doesn't work at CBS, so that's cool. See, because he can have relations with somebody at CBS because he doesn't
true.
Work there. Doesn't he work at TBS? Or
hey, you know,
of those?
Because, I mean, you're right. They're there.
They're
it's
there,
just the four of them on the yacht.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, while we're here.
And nobody's asking questions. Nobody's
I'm here,
getting
you're
hurt.
Here. Mm.
If they wanted to go to the Pineapple Club, so be it. By golly, let them go. We were talking about SpongeBob earlier on the show. Guess what? SpongeBob lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Oh,
I just want to point that out.
Oh,
more who
no.
cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.